MILFs Take It Hard. MILF Erotica 9-Pack. Threesome Erotica. Breeding Erotica. Anal Sex Erotica. MILF Erotica Collection. Written by Tori Westwood and Nicki Minaj. Narrated by Kelly Morgan, Alison O'Keefe, Eddie Oliver, Cherry Jett, Sierra Klein, and Sally Beth.
Seducing My Ass-Loving Lodger. Anal MILFs 10. You totally need to spice things up, Janice said, taking a sip of her drink as we lounged in the sun around by the poolside. I have nothing to spice, I said, tired of the same conversation. You can't spice nothing. You have plenty of spice, she said, standing up and crouching beside me. I think it's only fair at this point that I tell you a little about Janice. She was around my age, in her 40s, but she had the sex drive of a horny adolescent, and she didn't care too much who her affections were aimed at. Men, women, Janice had done it all. She seemed only to care about what felt good to her, and I was in stark contrast to that. You're one spicy mama, Janice said, fingering at my hair and trailing her nails down my body. Thank you, Janice. That will be all, I said calmly, more than used to her advances by now. She would often toy with me, but I think she knew as well as I did that nothing would ever happen between us. One spicy mama indeed, Janice continued, giving me a sexy snarl as she held one of my breasts. Will you quit it? I laughed, sitting up on the lounger and batting her away. Just don't write yourself off, she said, looking me up and down. My big tits hung from my chest, hammocked in my bikini, and I looked down into Janice's eyes. I could see her pupils growing wider as she ogled me. I guess it was kind of flattering that Janice at least still lusted after me. Look at you, she said slowly, and as she did so, she moved her hand down to the crotch of her bikini. You just ooze sexiness. I can't believe you can't see it. Janice, I hissed, shaking my head in disbelief. She still surprised me sometimes. What? She said, rubbing at her panties and opening her legs wider. If you can enjoy your body, I will.
Corey's home, I whispered, looking back to the house. She froze suddenly.
Corey, she said, that's it.
What's it? She hopped to her feet, and I thought about jumping on her to restrain her. I'd warned her before about staying away from him. Corey had been staying with me for a few months while he got back on his feet as a kind of favor.
He'd be perfect for you, she said, her eyes scanning the middle distance as her mind raced.
He's my lodger, Janice.
Who cares?
She said, waving her arm dismissively. She mumbled to herself.
He'd be perfect.
I sat back in the lounger and made a move for my book, deciding it was better just to ignore her. She often went off on these crazy ideas.
How old is he?
I'm not fucking my...
How old?
Janice said louder. He's 19, but...
Perfect, she said. Gail, that's your chance.
He's my lodger. How often do I have to remind you of that?
Then it's even naughtier, right? You want to spice things up, don't you?
You want to spice things up, I corrected.
You should seduce him. It wouldn't even be that hard. 19. I bet he's horny all the time.
She was talking fast and crazy.
I bet he's horny now. Oh, fuck. I bet it's big,
she said, and again her hand moved to her pussy as though she couldn't think about sex without touching herself.
I bet he's big and stiff and hard right now.
She looked to the house as if she was hoping to spot him at the window. Would you sit down and stop talking? I said, waving my hands at her. Read your book.
Have you ever seen it?
Seen what? She knelt beside the lounger again.
His cock, Gail. Tell me you've seen it.
I have, I nodded. She gripped my wrist.
Recently?
Only a couple of weeks ago, yes, I said. Janice got excited, so I had to add a caveat. Bye.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?